I like that these don't make any noise.
I know.
These
are like what, kazoos? I was waiting from Target? Like a kazoo sound, but this is just a, here, wait, let's make our own noises.
That's sad. That's low budget. That is low budget.
Low budget special effects. Oh, it's like when they were filming Star Wars, you know, and they would make their own lightsaber noises with their mouths,
no.
You know? Yeah.
No.
Wow. They go pachoo.
And suddenly I don't feel so bad about myself.
Why are we celebrating though?
I'll tell you why we're celebrating. We're celebrating not only our 160th episode, which before we started shooting,
milestone.
You know, before we started shooting, you thought that meant we had been doing this podcast for a year and a half, 52 weeks in a year. You know,
I'm sorry, I'm not.
She's not a math.
Here's how my brain went: 52 weeks in a year, 1 year. Okay, there's three of those.
Which... Times three is. It's 150 at least.
But
we're
at 160. I don't even know how my brain got there. I really don't know. I was thinking it was three whole things divided by two.
But see, that's not the only reason we're wearing these party hats. It's not the only reason. We got our margaritas.
I have a straw in mine so I can mix it every so often.
In honor of, is it officially summer? Oh, I just spilt it, which is on brand. I always spill my drink.
You do.
That's a good margarita.
It is good. The salt is my favorite part. I love the salt. I could just eat the salt. Like, give me a spoonful of salt. Mm. Is that a crime? But yeah, we're celebrating summer, I guess, right?
That's summer solstice, and we've done it, Joe. We have done it.
Yeah.
Megan is canceled. She is done. Spotify for the win.
I'm on
so welcome to the hashtag Meghan Markle is over party. We are celebrating. Celebrating with alcohol and party supplies from Target, which is, I would say, I don't think you get any classier.
So good.
This is not normal funeral wear. But I think today it's appropriate.
Oh, because of that's the death of their.
Were you
podcast?
Thinking of the submarine, Lexi?
For a second, I was actually. I did. I was really confused, and I was like,
"That's in poor taste. That's tone deaf, Lexi." That's tone
did
deaf.
I say
five
anything?
People perished? You know, we should talk about that a little bit later too, because I think that we have the, you know, the special. What is it? You know, when people take on serious topics.
Have some tact.
They have tact. I think we have the tact to handle that topic. So we're going to put that on pause, but let's get into this Megan
we're
gonna
and table that.
And Harry. We're going to table that till we get to the Megan and Harry convo.
We know how much done. Spencer loves that whole family and their whole
oh,
dynamic.
Oh, God. Well, let's, you know,
and by
let's,
that I mean he hates them.
Let's introduce ourselves so the people out there know, you know, which sides to support.
Yes.
You know, because they got to be on our team or we can't be friends. You know, you included.
Nikki Glaser?
Oh.
You can't say that about our good
Nikki
pal,
on
Nikki
the pod. Oh, yeah. Our friend, our close friend and
confidant,
Nikki Glaser. Yeah.
She's
a
Meghan Markle supporter. And we still love her, but
we
are
we
a little
on the show.
Disappointed.
Okay. You know what?
Anyways,
okay.
Go watch that I'll interview. That it was great.
Yeah. No. So Prince Harry and Meghan were broken up with by Spotify. And they're claiming it was mutual. Spotify allegedly is not. Let's get into it, though. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Lexi.
And this is the Rumor Mill, your Gen Z guide to pop culture. And this week, it is the Meghan Markle is over party. So Spotify, they're like, we're done. We're cutting you off. We're setting you loose on your deal. They had a $20 million podcast deal. Could you imagine?
That's
me and you
so
sitting here getting
crazy.
Paid $20 million to do this?
God, I wish.
And they squandered it. They wasted it. They wasted it.
Because they don't actually need that money, I
no,
guess.
No, they didn't really need to do it. So first of all, Meghan and Harry announced this production company that they created called Archwell Audio in like within their Spotify deal, a $20 million Spotify deal to create podcasts and content over a certain year time span. And then Megan swoops in with this podcast called Archetypes.
What a name.
We should listen to the trailer, honestly, but here's the description of the podcast. It was a 12 episode podcast.
For 20 million, 12 episodes?
For 20 million. Yeah, that's more than a million per episode. That's more than the original actors on Friends made per episode when Friends was in its heyday.
Wow.
Right? Archetypes with Megan, a podcast where we investigate, dissect, and subvert the labels that try to hold women back. Because Megan, I think, is the social public figure to do that. Don't you trust Megan to lift you out of oppression, Lexi? As a fellow female, she's your guardian angel, Meghan Markle.
Because she just understands,
she
you know?
She gets it. You know,
she definitely understands.
She's a regular girl that became a princess and had to flee the castle because they were trying to murder her, you know?
Damsel in distress,
damn
but
them.
Like reverse.
Damn them. All right, so let's listen to the trailer just because I want to. I haven't listened to any episode of this podcast. I have not listened to the trailer. I just want to know what this is about, you know, before we have to know what it's about before we can just really go at it.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Dragon lady.
Slut.
B-I-D-C-H.
The D word, a diva.
So aggressive.
These are words you hear a lot. In the media.
people's homes. They're thrown around casually. It's time to cut through the noise.
Positive royalty-free music cue.
Royalty-free? No, there's it has one royal, okay, and that's her.
X royal, royalty-free.
What was that?
Cue the laughing.
I can't take it, but it's great. If only I could listen to myself. We're learning. The
word is she's learning.
If only she could listen to herself.
And there's no way that a person who had a womb, you know, like came up with this definition.
We are reclaiming our own identities.
Only on Spotify.
Let me see this. Why? Okay, maybe I need to listen to the episode. Do I want
to? The 12 episodes? A binge?
No, but I just think it's funny that in the season finale of this show about women, the season finale features three men.
Wait, who are the guests? Who did she have on? Who did she have on?
Come on.
She had Serena Williams. She had Mariah Carey, Mindy Kaling, Margaret Cho and Lisa Ling, Jenny Slate. She had Paris Hilton. She had Issa Rae and Z-Way. She had a bunch of people I don't know. Oh, yep. And then last episode, Trevor Noah, Andy Cohen, and Judd Apatow. Yeah, because they get it. You know,
they understand what it's like for women.
And thank God for Megan that now you can take back all of those labels that have held you down. You whore. You slut. you can call yourself those with pride.
Megan
took back those archetypes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
She's going to have to archetype her way out of this Spotify deal because she lost all the money. They're not giving it to her. $20 million was their deal. She's not going to make it. Okay? Wow. She made this podcast. News broke this week that Spotify had let them out of their deal. The royals, the ex-royals, are claiming that it was, quote, like a mutually agreed upon, you know, I'll pull up the article and read the quote. That they allegedly didn't produce enough content for Spotify to pay them the full $20 million deal.
Yeah, because they made 12 episodes.
Yeah. So here is what representatives for Meghan and Harry said. Spotify has mutually agreed to part ways, or we have mutually agreed to part ways and are proud of the series that we made together. So it was canceled after 12 episodes. They won't be making the full $20 million payout from their original deal. We don't know how much they're making. That has not leaked out of whether they're going to pay them half or give them $1 million for every episode. It's not going to be the full $20 million. They didn't get their money's worth because Spotify didn't get their money's worth.
Yeah.
They didn't produce enough content in their deal to make their full deal now after being dropped. But if that's not bad enough, if that's not embarrassing enough, you know, everybody already hates you, and now Spotify drops you. And this is after Netflix and Megan had a deal to do some sort of like animated movie. She wanted to be a Disney. Remember how there was that clip of Prince Harry talking to the Disney CEO, being like, "Hey, you know, you could get Megan in there doing some voiceovers. She'd be a great voice actress." Do you remember that?
Well, she was an actress. She was in Suits. I actually have seen that
actress. Loosely.
I liked her in Suits, though.
I never saw that show.
It's so actually good. You would like it. Okay. You'd actually really like that show.
Okay,
it's about corporate lawyers.
I could get down with that. I would just have to.
It's all about law and like outsmarting people and shady office business dealings and whatever.
Well, here's not a shady. Harvey. Well, this is a shady business dealing. This is a shady business dealing, right?
She learned something.
Well, a Spotify executive came out this week after this news broke, and he's a Spotify executive. He was not involved in the Megan and Harry deal, so he has inside knowledge because he works at Spotify, but he wasn't involved in that specific deal. His name is Bill Simmons, right? He publicly went out on his own podcast this week and called Megan and Harry, quote, grifters. Okay, here's the full quote. Ready for this one? "I wish I'd been involved in the Megan and Harry leave Spotify negotiation. The fucking grifters. That's the podcast that we should have launched with them." So this is so bad that a Spotify executive who could totally, I'm sure, be fired, you know, laid off, you know, taken off of his projects, whatever, is publicly coming out against them after this deal is dropped.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they feel very cheated. Spotify does. Because, like, how fucking hard is it to make a podcast episode? Like, you literally sit there and talk. And that's something that Meghan Markle loves to do.
According to Lexi, we've done it for a year and a half. She'd sit and talk, yeah. But they want privacy. They want privacy. God, it's leave them irritating. Alone.
But also, it's like there's so much with women's issues to talk about, and you're telling me you couldn't come up with more than 12 episodes? Like,
I mean, that could have been the deal. Like, it, like because podcasts sometimes with more famous people are like seasons. Like, whereas we're just on like a continuous loop, season after season, you know, summer, winter, whatever. Some people are hired to do a season, you know, or two seasons, like they would in TV, and be, and it'd be like, you know, 8 episodes, 12 episodes, and it's not as continuous, weekly, bi-weekly, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that could have been their deal. It's not getting a second season. They're not doing any more. They're not doing any other podcasts.
It's just embarrassing. It's just so random. It's just like well, if you're going to make a deal with someone, especially a very well-known company like Spotify, and then you're going to screw them over by not fulfilling the deal, do you really think you're going to get other companies to want to work with you?
No, I don't think so. And I think Spotify wanted to jump in on the action when they left the royal family. And that was the hottest topic when they did the interview with Oprah. It's like, let's give them an exclusive deal to have a podcast where we can put out episodes from their own voice. They can talk about it. This was, of course, before Prince Harry's memoir. So there was a lot to discuss, right?
Yeah.
So they were kind of getting the first in at them by making this deal. This was a lucrative, smart business deal on their end. Not because, oh, whatever they say of, you know, we wanted to, you know, give them a voice or what. I'm not saying they said that, but that's probably the public message of like, we want to support them. It was because their name was in the press poorly, you know, negatively.
Yeah,
so they want to take advantage of that, which is smart of them. But then Meghan and Harry didn't come through, so you don't make your money.
Yeah, it's just how it goes, unfortunately for them.
You screwed up.
Oopsie.
I had to run upstairs and turn my AC off because somebody over there got a little chilly.
Okay, how am I supposed to work in these conditions? It's cold as balls and I'm in a tank top. What do you want me to do?
Tell that to the submarine people, 6,000 feet under the water.
Weren't they like 13,000 feet down?
I don't know. Freezing temperatures.
Yeah, they probably, thank God, they probably died instantly. Yeah. Because of the pressure, but
yeah, so they actually found debris and they think it imploded from the pressure. Yeah, well, and I think everybody knows what we're talking about. I think it was the Titan submarine,
Titanic,
viewing Ocean Gate.
Yeah, we're explaining that terribly. They were trying to discover and explore the wreckage of the Titanic. So they built the submarine, not very well though.
That was controlled by a Logitech, PlayStation controller,
$30 Logitech remote. Controller.
Yeah, so this was a private company. It's called Ocean Gate.
It was $250,000 a ticket. Yeah,
to go see the Titanic. Could you imagine just having that money to just waste on something that's
they were billionaires. The people that went were billionaires.
That is true.
Crazy because now it's like, what's happening to all that money? I guess hopefully they had a will set up. What if they didn't?
Kids, wives.
I mean, yeah.
God, I mean, like, if you're that rich, if you're a billionaire, right? You've done everything. You can buy anything. You can go anywhere. So you turn to like some of them had been to space. You know, and then he wanted to go in the water. Like, I guess you spend your money on adventure.
Yeah.
If you're a thrill seeker. Like, these people were thrill seekers.
They had a huge waiver packet. Like, it was like thick. And they mentioned the possibility of death 3 times, I guess.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this whole story literally has taken over the news. And doesn't it feel like, remember years ago when we were little and you'd watch the news and there was no social media? And because like nowadays, like all the headlines last a day, you know, because they all run out of steam.
There's always so much happening in this world.
There's always something new, right? This was like, this continued for days. Like we were all hanging on edge. We wanted updates. It was all anyone could talk about. It felt very like when we were kids. And it was like the news was
story,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was nostalgic, but also tragic. Tragic.
It was very tragic.
Really sad. They looked for him for many days. They had on the news, they had a little box. You know, it said oxygen runs out in, you know, countdown.
Dude, like you know what's crazy? They didn't even have a proper bathroom set up.
Yeah, see, that's my question.
Where were people going to the bathroom? They were probably just shitting on the floor.
Thank you. That's my first thought is I'm down there and I'm like, so it's the size of a minivan, they said, and it's cylindrical. And they're controlling it with a game controller.
That had known connectivity issues. Known connectivity issues on a localized server. Localized, however the fuck these things work. Like you're sitting like maybe 30 feet away from your Xbox, PlayStation, whatever the hell it is you're using it on. And it has connectivity issues there. And you're going to take it 13,000 feet plus into the ocean and hope it still works. Did you hear that one of the guys who was originally working on the project, he was like the safety instructor or whatever? No, he got fired.
Oh,
he was fired.
One of them left, like they had signed up to do this trip and then they had left last second after being
this
scared.
Guy, he was raising the white flag and being like, hey, there's lots of problems here. We need to not make this trip because it's too dangerous. We don't have a lot of safety precautions in place. This is not a good idea to run this trip. And they fired him for that.
Now, but see, that's where all like the conspiracy theorists come into TikTok of like, were they trying to fake their deaths? Was this set up so that, you know, they would be killed so the families could get the billions? Allegedly. I'm not putting anything out there like about these people. This is what I've seen on TikTok of like people that are like trying to explain it, because it's hard to explain something like that. It's
yeah, why, just, if you have so much money, you'd be willing to like just put your life out there for something like that? Like, did you just not research it? Did you not ask questions? Like,
well, and this wasn't even like scientists. This wasn't government funded. This was
a private company.
This was a private company.
There's like two or three submarines in the world. Maybe two or three submarines in the world that can handle can actually handle the pressure of being that deep in the ocean. And I think, don't quote me on this, that those submarines are government owned.
Well, of course they are.
But I don't think there's been ever a privately owned submarine that can actually go that deep.
That we know of. Who knows what Epstein had, you know, or the other ones, you know. Who knows what they all had? I don't know, Jesus. You know. It's just really sad, though. And like, for days, you know, oxygen's running out. The Coast Guard's looking for them. They heard that banging in the water. Did you see that? Like, every 30 seconds or every 30 minutes, there'd be, like, a banging. So they went to go look in that location. They thought it was maybe, like, an SOS or whatever. But then they found – the whole new update is they've confirmed the 5 passengers dead because they found fragments of debris from, I think, the hull, the landing pad, whatever, that they confirmed to be a match for the ship.
At least the only comfort, the only consolation, is that their death would have been instantaneous if it Hopefully. Was a pressure release.
It would have been an implosion.
Yeah, they literally would have died like that.
And it was so far down, the pressure would have been so wild. It would literally, they just exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was my thought of, like, if they're alive down there and they're all crammed in this, like, minivan thing, where are they going to the bathroom?
What are they eating?
What do they have? Rations, you know what I mean? And, you know.
But you have to poop. Yeah, you have to pee.
Where do you go? What do you do? Yeah. You know, God, just, and the Xbox controller, maybe it ran out of batteries.
This reminds me, they couldn't control it from the inside at all.
They couldn't open it from the inside.
Couldn't control it from the inside either. The controller, with known connectivity issues, was the only way of navigating that submarine, from what I heard.
How did they approve this? You know, like, how did this get approved? Do they have to go through, like, the FDA, like, not the FDA. Like,
they don't, because it's a private company. You can do whatever the hell you want.
I guess so. They can't open the submarine from the inside. Not that you could with the pressure that far down underwater, you know. But I mean, the memes. Oh, we're being challenged with these memes. Not to laugh. There's memes I've seen of people.
It's obviously sad and very tragic for the families and really, just in general really. That like these people are
condolences,
dead. But at the same time, it's like, not to be like rude and like speak ill of the dead here, but like, how stupid are you to like allow yourself to be put in that situation to begin with?
Well, think of the people that skydive and their parachutes don't go off or whatever. Or the people that go to space, Elon?
You're more likely to be rescued if you end up in space than you are at the bottom of the ocean.
I heard that. Is that more people have been to space than the depths of the water that these people were at, which is terrifying to me. Why have we been
really
to space?
Know what's down there.
Yeah, what's really down there? But it's probably really boring. It's probably just like fish and sand. You know, like, what's really down there? You know what I mean?
Megalodon.
Godzilla. Meg the Meg.
Somebody call, what's his name? Jason Statham?
Dwight?
Wait, no, it's not. Is it Jason Statham?
I don't know. I never saw that movie.
I feel like I'm butchering. He's some bald guy with muscles. I don't know. Stop! That's terrible. We should not be jamming out to this. Okay, turn it off before we get canceled. Sorry. You're terrible. That's horrible.
Okay, I'm sorry. Literally, it's a human reaction to cope with things with comedy, which is why people are making memes about it. Of like, they went down to go see the Titanic and they got the full experience.
Sucks to be them.
Yeah. Condolences to their families. You know, don't do this again.
Like,
dumb.
Why?
Dumb.
It was,
but see, it's
so
always
stupid.
Dumb rich people that have too much money.
It's always the
rich
people.
We talked about this before.
It's
like, why, you know, why don't people like us have the money? We wouldn't be going down to the Titanic.
I mean, I might, but like, not like that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I would never. You'd Mm-mm. never catch me doing that.
Nope.
I would go to space. I would go to space for sure.
Nope.
I would go to the moon.
Nope. Tell me how you're supposed to breathe no air. Tell me how you're supposed to breathe no air.
I mean, worst case scenario, I just unplug my suit and just...
I'd be down there. That's true. Yeah, I'd be down there with the fish, like, trying to get them. Like, have you seen those videos of, like, whales or seals helping humans? Mm-hmm. I'd be down there, like, trying to find one and be like, we are family, and trying to, like, get it to...
I saw this
bring
meme.
Bring us back to service.
I saw this meme the other day where it was, like, oh, my God, what
we're
was it?
We're canceled for being insensitive, and we have to make an apology...
Whatever, it'll be fine. No, I saw this meme the other day where it was talking about, like, it's like playing games with your boyfriend in Minecraft or whatever, and it's like him like scavenging and like building things and like mining, and it's like me trying to bond with the rabbits and the squirrels, and it's like that's you and
anyway
the ocean. back to being serious.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Somehow we got to Minecraft here. Yeah.
Don't do that. Inappropriate, Lexi. Have some...
Have some class. Mr. How am I supposed to breathe in the air?
Let's take a... Nope. Let's not do that. I was going to say...
Let's take a cheers to the families. Let's just take a drink. I'm just going to drink to the end of this podcast because we've officially canceled ourselves. You took a drink without
me. You spilled again.
You clinked it too hard. And you have all the salt on yours.
I do. I have more salt.
I've almost finished mine. I'm going to end up just licking the salt off the rim.
You alcoholic wench. But don't take that as an insult because Megan, you know, now.
The archetypes.
We've reclaimed it. You've reclaimed it. I can call you this. Can I call you the C word?
This episode is getting flagged.
More bad news.
Speaking of tragedy.
There's been an accident, honey.
Sweetie, there's been an accident.
With Pete.
With good old Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
He crashed his car into a house or something.
Okay, but you know what? I'm not even mad for the people of the house. Well, I'm mad for the people of the house that they live there, right? I'm not even mad for Pete.
Could you imagine if somebody came barreling into your living room and you're like, Pete Davidson? What the fuck? And it's Pete Davidson? Like, I would literally be like,
I wouldn't be mad almost.
Get a picture?
You see, I kind of almost wouldn't be mad because I know he has the money to fix it. So the insurance money's going to clear.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd be like, can I get free tickets to your shows and next time you're in the area?
We won't take this to court if you give me an autograph. Let's take a selfie together and you have to give me your personal cell phone number so we can be best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would do. That's my insurance claim. But Pete Davidson reportedly ran his Mercedes into a home in Beverly Hills in March. And we're just now hearing about it.
Wow. That's actually crazy.
What PR team was able to cover that up? I'm sorry. You weren't able to rescue the submarine in the Titanic, but you were able to keep a reckless driving misdemeanor by Pete Davidson a secret? I want to work for those people. I want those people working for me.
Yeah. No, you're so real for that.
I don't know how they did that.
No. I don't know how anybody missed that.
Didn't leak. It didn't come out. But like there's pictures of it. Like there's pictures of, I have pictures of his Mercedes.
Why is it coming out?
I don't know. I think you know why? Because his arraignment. Because
he finally got charged.
Well, his arraignment is scheduled for July 27th. So it probably just hit the docket. It's like, I think where he gets, like you go to court and you read your rights, I believe. And then like, I don't know if it's bail. It's a pretrial. It's an arraignment. So here's the damage on his Mercedes. Here's him talking to the cop. So it's him. It's not like, oh, here's a picture of a car and it's reportedly Pete Davidson.
Yeah, like we know who it was.
But reckless driving misdemeanor. He's probably not going to go to jail. It'll probably be like parole or have to pay fines.
If he had only adopted a dog from a shelter, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
You know what? This was PETA. This is all PETA.
It was all set up. I think he was framed.
You know what? I agree. This was PETA. Because if he
PETA
had
at work.
If he had not, it was that Vice President Daphne, you know, the one with her name is spelled wrong. Should be Daphne. I'm not over it. Daphne set this up because he bought that dog from a pet store
for
his mom.
What the fuck is a Cavapoo?
I don't know. It's a hypoallergenic dog, apparently.
Well, according to PETA, there are no hypoallergenic dogs.
I don't believe that. It's like, okay, next you're going to tell us there's no hypoallergenic pillows. Like, okay, sure. PETA. Damn PETA. Well, good luck to Pete Davidson at his arraignment. I don't know what caused him to lose control. I don't think it was... Drinking? Texting. I bet it was texting.
I mean, it could have been.
It was texting.
I mean, he also is known for notoriously smoking a lot of weeds. That was my first thought, as I was like, maybe he was high, but nobody's going to know now.
Good luck
to
you.
As long as he doesn't admit to it, nobody's going to know, which honestly, fair. Don't say anything about it. Just don't do it again.
You're right, Lexi. Honestly,
people who drunk drive, the message is if you're going to drunk drive, be good at it.
Have you seen that video of that?
they're like, you know what?
Wendy McClendon Covey on Reno 911. You know, drunk people, they get caught. Because they don't know how to do it. And she's banging on the thing
of the
corpse.
And they ruin it for the rest of us.
Yep.
They ruin it for the rest of us.
Yep. Hi, I'm Officer Marie Johnson, and I drive drunk. She's banging on the thing of the corpse. That's my favorite.
So funny. Reno 911. I love the Reno 911 when he's got his boots, you know?
I love that show.
Dad's favorite show, one of them. My God.
And raise your hands here, all the girls here. Statistics say half of you will end up in the adult entertainment industry. I love that show. What were we talking about? Oh, Pete Davidson. You know what? I have the perfect person to solve this case. Judge Judy. Let's get her in there.
Let's get her involved. Honestly, I wouldn't give to see Judge Judy.
Let's do a two-parter. PETA and Pete, and then we'll just do Pete and the owners of the home.
That would be hilarious. I would so watch that. I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
I'm in.
I would love to see Celebrity Trials, but like Judge Judy edition. Oh. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Judge Judy just reading like...
Oh my God.
I'm going to use Chris Brown as an example because I always do. Of course. Could you imagine her just being like...
Did you hit that woman? What's her name? Rihanna?
She'd be like, you're going to work your way into that sentence.
Yes, you are, sir. Yeah. And I've had enough. That's what she would say to Chris Brown.
I love her.
And he'd be like, yes, ma'am.
I love Judge Judy.
Do you watch Judge Judy?
Not like all the time, but I see the clips on TikTok and every time I watch the whole thing, I'm like, a 3-minute video of yes, Judge please. Judy? Absolutely, I want to watch that. Oh, man. What's our next story? Let's get on to the next thing.
Let's do it. You know, more bad news. This week.
What is going on this week?
We will have some positive news coming up, though. Just you wait.
Okay.
This is not one of those stories, though. BB Rexha,
she got fucking assaulted at her own concert by a phone.
We've never even... Have we ever talked about BB Rexha? She's one of like the only... There's a pool of celebrities we've never talked about. I think she's one of them.
Yeah, she's got some cool music though. I dig some of her songs. Yeah. What's the song? Wait, hang on. Let me look it up.
Right.
I Can't Stop Drinking About You is a banger. You want to talk about taking back? You want to talk about archetypes and taking back a word? This song Psychopath. Made me feel so good about people calling me crazy.
Have I told you?
I felt seen. Did I tell you that story of when, I probably have, when my brother was at, so he works at a movie theater, and I came into his theater to like see a movie or something, and this girl in concessions goes, like I had talked to Justice or whatever, and while I was leaving, I overheard her, and she leaned over to her friend, or no, I didn't hear this, my brother told me this later, she leaned over to her friend with the other concession and goes, oh my God, that's Lexi, she's fucking crazy.
What's that like line from? It's like, and she was crazier than he was. Was that Suicide Squad?
People call me crazy on the reg. It's not that big of a deal. I'm just, you know, I'm just crazier than you are.
But no, BB, I don't think I've ever really listened to her music. I've never really gotten her. I know she writes a lot of music for other people, but she's never really been like famous for her own music. Has she?
She has some hits. Well, she was in, what's that song with Florida Georgia Line?
Oh, Meant to Be.
Yeah. Which is not a good song.
Rather kill myself. I don't like that song again.
But she is a very good artist.
Yeah,
she writes really good music.
She really is. I think she's a little underrated, but we've literally never talked about her.
No.
Because there's never been
never in controversy. She's never in the press.
There's never been
really.
A good reason to until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's get into it. So she's at a concert. She's performing, doing her little thing. Somebody throws a phone on stage, as people do, I guess. Yeah. Hits her in the face, and she has to get stitches.
Here it is. Threw the phone, hit her right in the eye. You gotta know that.
God, that just looks so painful.
She actually had to be rushed off. Here it was. She had to end the show early.
Yeah, and had to literally go get stitches for it.
And then here's the stitches that she had to get the next day in her eye. She had a huge black eye. The guy was arrested.
Yeah, as he should. You can't just do that.
He said, quote, that he threw the phone because he, quote, thought it would be funny. You know,
why?
That's something we would do.
That's like, oh my God, you threw your phone at a celebrity? That's
probably
like so
because,
funny.
Like, I mean, like, because like sometimes like people throw stuff at him, like take a selfie with it. But like he actually hit her in the face. Like it didn't seem like he was a fan.
No.
Like, why do you go see somebody that you want to hurt? I don't get that. I don't get it. But you know what? She showed up to work the next day and she did a show. Like she's back to doing shows. She's not going to let this black eye stop her.
Yeah. Good for her, honestly. Yeah. Like, that fucking sucks. I bet that hurts like a bitch, but good for her.
Big black eye and stitches. But you know what? Thank God she showed up to work. Because so many people these days, they just call out of work.
Yeah.
They show up late. Like you. You show up late to this podcast. Who's going to pay you $20 million? You show up late. You know? Think of, like, what was it? 50, 60 years ago in the golden age of Hollywood, you gave the actresses, what did they give them? Like, heroin. You know,
arsenic.
They give them arsenic pills. They give them to keep their skin white. And you know what? They still did their jobs. They showed up, veins pumping full of meth, arsenic white pills.
I mean, I'd show
and
up.
And they
too.
Showed up to work. And yet, these people today, you know, it's not
God,
like it
no.
used to be. Let's go back to
What's
that
going
time.
On? Yeah, let's get back. Let's
get back
to our
then.
Roots. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, BB, for showing everybody, you know,
what it means to be a true rock star.
Yeah, an American. You just get back up.
I thought of a thing and then I was like, I'm not going to say that, but I'll tell you anyways. What? I was going to be like, when you get knocked down hard, you get up harder. And I was like, that does not translate
Amen.
Well.
Amen. You know, there's actually an actress that I think she died really young.
Glenn?
Jean Harlow.
Glenn. I don't know who Glenn is. We don't know her.
Who's Glenn? We don't know who Glenn is.
It started with a G.
No, it starts with a J. Jean Harlow.
Oh, it does?
I think so. I don't know. She died. I think she wasn't even 30 yet because of like whatever, her kidneys failed or whatever. Because I don't know if it was arsenic or whatever they were taking back then and keep their hair blonde and skin white, like Snow White. And she died really young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, back then, if you were sick, you couldn't show up to work. You were all on drugs. They'd replace you. Yeah. They. So you know what? You can't show up to work. The role's going to somebody else. And you better believe they'd show up to work. Kidney failure and all. That Jean Harlow, she was getting movies done.
Rest in peace, Jean Harlow. I'm so sorry that we're desecrating that, you know,
we
right
should
now.
Really look into that, though. Like, what drugs did... Look that up. Like, what drugs did they really
take? You know, I love to Google.
I know you love a Google moment. So, like, really, what did those studio executives make them do? Those I mean, like, Judy Garland, you know, they just overworked them and abused them.
They were prescribed amphetamines or vitamin shots to control their weight.
Yeah. I watched a documentary about old Hollywood. They talked about
Judy Garland.
Yeah, Judy Garland. Yep.
Mickey Rooney. They'd take us to the studio and knock us out for sleeping pills. And then after 4 hours, they'd wake us up and give us the pep pills again so we could work 72 hours in a row.
Whoa.
I mean, God, if I got free drugs, I'd be happy to be there too.
Yeah. Getting paid?
Yeah.
Very little.
Diet pills? Poison your body? Yeah.
Free supply of diet pills?
Yeah. God, we know how important that is. And they were complaining. To have your girlish figure intact.
God, and they were complaining. What whiny little babies.
Yeah.
They couldn't.
People these days call out for a cough.
Snap out of it. BB Rexha. No, actually, she didn't have to. She got back on stage. Yeah, she did. Good for her.
Now, good for her. You came for her a little too soon.
I
did.
I apologize. Thank you. I'll make you a margarita if I ever meet you. You'll get one for free. That'll be the drug I supply to you. that'll be my gift to you. But no, good for her. I'm like, that could have taken her eye out. Like, it could have been much worse.
Oh, absolutely, it could have. Absolutely, it could have. So, all things considered, I think that she got out of there with a few scrapes and bumps, but it not too bad.
Went viral. Like, I don't. She hasn't ever really been like this famous, has she? You know, so like, you know, all press is good press as long as you spell your name right. Even if you get hit in the eye, you know, this one, she's going to get a lot of mileage out of this. So I will say, as terrible as it is, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Now promote your tour. People want to come see you. You ready for some good news?
Yes, thank God.
Get this. All right, you ready for this? I actually didn't expect this. Kourtney Kardashian
is pregnant. I mean, is it good news? I mean, it's good for her, I guess. You know, but also, like, do we really like Travis?
Well, see, my thing is, like, I always feel like I'm forever going to be a Scott Courtney. Like, Scott, they're soulmates. You know, he still loves her. You know, this is defeating him to know that she's married and she's going to have a baby with somebody else. I'm still on the Scott train. I can't get off. So, I don't really know anything about Travis Barker. Do you?
I mean, he seems fine, I guess. I don't know.
You don't seem like you're on the Scott bandwagon.
I haven't watched the show, so I don't really know.
Oh, so you really don't really know Scott Disick.
I don't know Scott Disick at all.
That's why you're looking at me with that confused look. Let me give you a shot of vitamins real quick.
Yeah, I need a vitamin shot. Hang on. Let me take a shot of my vitamins.
More power to you. No, but she's pregnant. Congrats. Taking a sip to Courtney.
No, for real though.
She can't have one.
Lord knows she can't.
Cheers. Yeah. Well, she could, but her baby's going to get a really round head. And that what happens? Like, you get like a really like a misshapen head. I had a misshapen head. Did you know that?
Did your mom drink when she was pregnant with you?
No, she did not. I had to have me and my sister had to have head helmets, like to form our head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like flat. The back of our heads were like flat. So we had to like shape our heads.
Weirdo.
Yeah. So I'm speaking.
So bizarre.
I'm not.
Sorry,
making...
I didn't mean to like look at you like that.
No.
You're like, I have a flat head, and I was like,
not anymore.
I mean,
I'm normalizing this, you know, and I'm not making
your struggle.
I'm not making fun of what is it, the feline alcohol syndrome or whatever.
Fetal alcohol syndrome, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm speaking for my own trauma, and I'm normalizing it. You know, babies with misshapen heads, I get it. I mean,
adults with misshapen heads, you can speak for too.
Yeah, and similarly, you know. Big Arm Club, you know, Lexi. Is that every other Saturday? You
have back.
Big Arm Club?
Call it back.
Yep.
Head to the back.
Yep. So you can tease me about my head and I can tease you about your arms. But congratulations, Courtney.
Congratulations, Courtney. No, I don't really know too much about Travis Barker. But she's the one who's like, haven't they been together, broken up?
No.
Or who am I thinking of?
Megan and MGK. Megan Fox.
No,
and
not
Kelly.
Her. One of the Kardashians.
Kylie and... Travis Scott?
That's what I'm thinking of the other Travis. I'm sorry.
Chloe and Tristan or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, so they've been together for a while. They got married in Italy. I think that was like two or so years now. There's always been speculation that, she's pregnant or whatever, you know.
Yeah. So actually, in all seriousness, and then congratulations.
Yeah.
I have a problem with other Kardashian husband boyfriend figure.
Travis Scott, the Astroworld one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we don't know.
But this guy, he seems chill, cool, whatever, awesome, congratulations. She and announced it at a concert. It was really cute. She had a little sign at his concert.
Yep,
saying, you know, Travis, I'm pregnant. Very adorable.
This was at a recent concert. I don't even know where the concert was. It was earlier this week. Big surprise. She was there.
Yeah.
Had a big sign. But see, like, how do you logistically here, you know, did she have to bring it in with her? Did somebody bring it in for her? I guarantee you she didn't sit down with a poster board and write that out with a Sharpie. Let's just be honest here.
Some assistant had to do that.
Yeah. But then, like, how do you bring it in and, like, you're Kourtney Kardashian, like, you're holding this poster all night and you're like, nobody can see it. Like, get on the other side of me.
Somebody probably kept it in the back and then brought it out to her.
Probably a total hormonal bitch. She's like, give me my poster. And I can say that now because Megan reclaimed it. So men out there, feel free to just name call women because it's an archetype.
And we've reclaimed it.
And they've reclaimed it, you know. No, but I actually really like Kourtney. I feel like she's relatable.
Kourtney's wonderful. She's a wonderful human being.
She has the most kids out of all of them. The Kardashian, she has the most kids.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's always wanted four, apparently, I saw somebody say. So this is going to be her fourth kid.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, congratulations. I'm sure Scott is somewhere dying inside, which I feel for that man. But, yeah, congrats.
Congrats.
I don't know anything this week, and I've seen it, but I know nothing about, what's his face that you hate? The influencer guy and his brother.
Andrew Tate.
What happened with him? Because he was arrested months ago
in
Romania,
charged,
right?
He's been charged with rape trafficking allegations.
He's a boxer or a YouTuber?
Both.
Content creator, whatever. But both. I remember, like, he does a podcast or something, like, everybody hates him because he's, like, a sexist or whatever.
He is sexist.
But then
months ago,
he was arrested in Romania with his brother.
I'm sorry, he's a high-value man.
Yes, that's what it is, a high-value man.
The most irritating people on the planet are ones who call themselves high-value
men. I'm a high-value man.
You're irritating, so sit down.
Actually, I have high values.
I have high values.
Yes, you do. No, but he was arrested months ago with his brother for, like, human trafficking, but then he was released and he claimed it was swatting, which is, like, when regular people make false claims against celebrities. And it was disproven.
I still believe it. But they've there's
but
been
they
so,
arrested him again or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they arrested him again with more evidence. What happened? Honest to God, let me pull up the article.
I know nothing about this. I didn't post about this. I didn't read about it. I saw it in passing, but I thought you would know because you posted about it.
Okay. So Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan have been charged in Romania with rape, human trafficking, and forming an organized crime group to sexually exploit women.
Why Romania?
This is great news, by the way, that they're getting arrested.
Well, but is it true, though? Like, I want to know, like, because he claimed it was swatting. They released him. I thought it was all kosher and it was, like, fake claims and the victims were fake victims. But now it seems like it's popping back up again. So, like, did they get evidence? Like, what happened?
Essentially, there were seven alleged victims who say that they were recruited by the Tate brothers through false promises of love and marriage. The victims were later taken to buildings in Ilfov County in Romania, where they were intimidated, placed under constant surveillance and control, and forced into debt, according to a statement from Romanian prosecutors.
Whoa.
The defendants then allegedly forced the women to take part in pornography, which was later shared on social media. One defendant is accused of raping a woman twice in March. The trial will not start immediately. It's expected to take several years.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
So are they in jail? Did they get rearrested?
They have been rearrested.
Are they still in Romania then, or are they going to be shipped over from here?
As far as I know, they were on house arrest, and I don't know if... I think they're still under house arrest. They've just been charged.
Whoa.
But yeah, this is all coming from BBC News. Yeah.
So it's true,
despite many social media bans, he's become popular because, particularly among young men, by promoting what he presents as a hyper-masculine, ultra-luxurious lifestyle.
Period. Period.
Also, Tate has said on Twitter that he feels that women should, quote, bear some responsibility, end quote, for being sexually assaulted.
I think, you know what? Finally, somebody said it. Finally, somebody said it.
Yeah, it's women's fault.
What do you even say?
It's women's fault for being raped, which is literally something that you can't control and is never your fault.
Unless, you know.
Unless you were asking for it.
Yeah.
So what were those women wearing?
Can you take some responsibility?
My God,
okay,
fuck?
I will say, not in his defense, but how dumb people, we're talking about dumb people. Why would you go to a random building?
They were forced there. They were intimidated.
No. I thought it said they were intimidated when they got there. They were lured there under false promises of marriage.
Yeah, but
this is like when the people that catfish somebody.
If you become friends with someone and they're like, hey, I love you. I want to marry you, blah, blah, blah. We're going to go meet at this like...
Let's meet at this abandoned warehouse on the corner of town. And we're going to get married there. And I'm not discrediting these women's experiences because, like, it's horrible and he's in jail for a reason. But I'm saying, once again, you have gullible people that are paying $250,000 to go on a submarine, or they're believing an influencer that's like, hey,
I'm going
to
marry
I'm
you.
From I'm an Indian prince and I need your money because I have to save my sister. Like the scams online.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten an email that literally said that he was royalty from, and it gave me a town, and he needed $100,000 to save his mother or something, and then he would give me back $300,000 when his assets were cleared up.
Do you know what I got? And it was like from a small town in India,
and I'm like,
I got an email once.
But people fall for it.
They do. I got an email once that said that they had been recording my face while I watched porn, and they were going to release that footage of me watching porn and the porn that I was watching to all of my Instagram followers if I didn't send them like $100,000 or something. No, of course not.
Did it happen?
No. Like, who got my email?
I mean, like, but people are gullible. We're not gullible. I couldn't be gold. Is that the pretense or the, you know, gullible? Gold into it, you know? What's the verb usage of gullible?
Gullibility?
Well, I mean, in present, you know.
I don't think it's not really something? A verb. You're tricked.
We couldn't be tricked. We're not trickable. But I guess everybody says that and then they get tricked, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're in a warehouse in Romania.
Yeah, God. Honestly, though, my heart just goes out to these poor women. Scary. Andrew Tate is such a scary, scary man.
And like, apparently his brother, allegedly.
Yeah. And it's just like, and the fact that men or people in general, like, actually genuinely listen to him and think that what he has to say is of value is so disturbing to me, because it's so obvious that he's promoting. It's a scheme. It's literally like a pyramid scheme. That's all he does.
Is. Well, and it's, and you know what's funny is he probably honestly doesn't even believe it himself. He's just saying stuff like that because it'll get him clout and it'll get clickbait.
Did you hear though that in light of all this stuff starting to happen, because he first got like arrested back in December. But it's
people like Gabby Hanna and content creators that just do crazy things and say crazy things for attention, and then they make that their brand.
Yeah. No, but did you hear though that he, when all of this first started happening, some people have pointed out he made a very public statement that he was going to convert to Islam, and that was why he held some of the views that he had. And so all of these Islamic countries were reaching out to him and going, oh, if you need like sanctuary or asylum or anything like that, we'll take you in, we'll protect you, we'll defend you in light of all of these controversies happening, because you're speaking the real truth about what's going on.
That's scary.
Isn't that terrifying? And I'm like, he's using you.
That's terrifying.
He's using your religion as a way to gain asylum he can continue to abuse more women.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
You're a little emotional right now.
Maybe have another drink.
Take some responsibility. He's horrible.
I hate that man. Yeah, I despise him. Ugly. He's disgusting, ugly. Vile, just decrepit. I just want to like. Well,
you wonder like people like that is like how do you go through your life and actually harm and hurt people that way and like not
feel bad about it?
You have to be a psychopath. Allegedly.
Really, you do. Not allegedly.
Now see. This is coming close to something I just read, and we are very opposite ends politically.
We are,
but we can laugh. We can have a laugh. You know, Russia. You know, is I don't know if you've seen this. Russia now is they're building. Reportedly, neighborhoods or cities for conservative Americans who want to flee the tyranny of America for a conservative free life in Russia under President Putin. And I'm like, I'm Republican and you're a Democrat.
I am.
I think that's pretty clear from the way we look.
I wouldn't identify as a Democrat, but I am very liberal.
And I'm sorry. Who is going to go move to Russia? I'm sorry.
What conservative American trusts the Russian government more than us?
No,
they hate our government, and you think that they're gonna be like, yeah, Russia sounds pretty cool. Like, no, they hate the Russian government. Russia.
We need to flee.
They're not fleeing to Russia. I'm sorry. That is a very misguided take on what's going on.
Get back to
it's funny.
Talking about nostalgia in the past. You know, people dressing up to go to church on Sundays. You know, shopping at Walmart in business casual.
I mean, you know,
take these
conservatives these days,
off.
The one thing that they would benefit from is at least they won't have to deal with those damn gays over in Russia, because
you know that
Russia doesn't tolerate that over there.
God. You know, and
nobody's gay in Russia. There's no fluoride in their water.
Thank God. No frogs. You know, their frogs are all heterosexual. Gay.
Yeah. They've got heterosexual frogs and heterosexual humans.
I would say if that's a pro for conservatives, for liberal people, here's my pro.
The more conservatives that leave, the better.
No, no. See, Lexi, that was very intolerant of you. You're the party of tolerance. You have to be tolerant of me. That was very intolerant and very hateful. Where is your love? Where is your love and acceptance? Because I could bring you over there and finally get you back to your natural hair color. Because there's no sense in looking like this. We'll get all those tattoos lasered off and get you looking like a good American girl again. But Russian this time.
I just need to cover up.
Cover up, Lexi. You
just... Sorry, I'm just being a slut.
I can see
just
your,
being a little slutty right now.
Shoulders.
I know.
See your elbows.
I'm sorry. Is this a distraction
for you?
Do you
remember when we were...
Is this a distraction? Am I seducing
you
right now?
Yes,
you
are, actually. When we were kids and on the playground at school, you would tell me, you'd allude, you know where I'm going with this. You would allude that your family had a secret plan to escape the country if Russia ever invaded. And I'd be like,
oh, absolutely.
Well, tell me what it is. Sure. I can't tell you.
I can't tell you.
It's a secret.
Sorry.
I'd be like, well, tell me.
You
I
were
come
so
with-
desperate
no.
to know.
Nope.
It was
you didn't even
so
have a-
funny.
You know what? And you lie. You lie. You didn't have, there's no plan to escape the country.
What am I going to do at the age of 6 or 9 or however it was when I knew you?
I don't know.
What am I going, what am I going to know about that? Like, honestly, like, and you fell for it. It was so funny.
Yeah. Well,
I said a lot of things.
You did.
I told a lot of, I spun a lot of webs.
You did. You really did. But, Andrew Tate. And I don't,
fuck
what's
you,
his,
Andrew
what's his
Tate.
Brother's
Tristan?
Name? Tristan Tate.
Yeah.
That's a fake name. That's gotta be fake. You know, you know.
Fuck you.
Good luck
fuck
to you
brother.
Guys. You're going to need it.
Go to hell. That's what I have to say about that. And to those poor women who have been intimidated and abused under your hands.
We take a drink to you.
I give all my love and support to them. I hope that they are able to recover emotionally from everything that has happened to them. Mm. And
strong words.
Yeah. Don't make fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, and next time you see us, we'll be coming to you live from a conservative neighborhood in Russia. I just want to like see what it looks like. You
can
know,
we
like,
take a tour? Do they do house tours? Can I get a Zoom call or like somebody like tours me around? Is it on Zillow? Can I look it up on Zillow?
Redfin? Let's look at the Redfin listings, you know?
Oh, God.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. I'm almost done with my drink. I'm going to suck it down. On that note.
On that note. On all the notes.
On all the notes. I'm sure we've hit a few off-key ones, but we're gonna continue on. If hopefully. You'd like to see more of us, hopefully we'll be back next week with more
news.
Unfiltered
hey, just keep doing what you're doing, everybody.
You
know, just keep give us the headlines in our hands. You know, we don't have to do much.
God,
we don't.
We'll see you next week. If you'd like to see more of us, you can find us on Instagram at the Rumor Mill Pod. You can find us on Twitter at TRM Updates, on YouTube at the Rumor Mill, TikTok at the Rumor Mill.
Everywhere. Do it right now.
We're everywhere.
And you can listen
like
wherever you get pod. Yeah, we're everywhere. We're watching. We really are, though.
We are Big Brother.
No, but you can listen wherever you get your podcast. We drop new episodes every Saturday now. If you've not heard, we're weekend people, giving you something to listen to on the weekend. You can watch on Spotify or YouTube, and we are always here breaking down the latest entertainment news. We're going to cheers ya.
I'm going to lick this salt.
And we will see you next week. That was a little loud, Lexi. You need to take responsibility as a woman.
See you next week.